So again, what is to speak in Spanish?
Hablar. Hablar.
Now, I'm going to use another grammatical term here, but I want to make sure we're all clear on what it means because I've heard it frequently used by people, but in classrooms where the students aren't necessarily clear on what it means. The term is verb, a verb. Now, there's various ways to define what a verb is. Often people say it's a doing word. What I'm going to say, though, in order to make the definition a bit clearer, is that if you can put one or more of the following words directly in front of another word and have it make sense, then that word that follows it is a verb. And the words I'm talking about are I or he or we. So I'm going to say that if you can put I or he or we directly in front of a word and it makes sense, then that word is a verb. So for instance, I go, he eats, we are, I fly, he likes, we sing. You can put these words in front of any of those words because they're verbs. If something isn't a verb, you'll find it doesn't work in front of it. For instance, you won't say in English, I table lamp, or he lipstick, or we car park, or I orange, he apples, we mango. It simply doesn't make sense. But you can say, I go, he eats, I want, we are, we like, we dance. So, if you're not sure what a verb is or what it isn't, simply find out if you can put I or he or we directly in front of it and it makes sense, then you know that that word is a verb. But again, we need to make sure we know what we're talking about if I am going to use a grammatical term like this. So, to speak in Spanish or in English is, of course, a verb. I speak, he speaks, we speak. So again, what is to speak in Spanish?
Hablar. Hablar.
Now, so far, when we've been using this past tense without have, we've been cutting the ation off words. So we've been cutting the ation off preparation, reservation, invitation. However, we can also use this past tense by cutting off the AR at the end of verbs. So, once more, what is to speak?
Hablar. Hablar.
And what is to prepare?
Preparar. Preparar.
So, we've already found the past tense of prepared from preparation by cutting off the ation from preparation and then adding, for instance, for I, adding a cafe E in order to say I prepared. However, you can do the same trick by looking at to prepare. Again, what was to prepare?
Preparar. Preparar.
So, instead of cutting off the ation from preparation, which you could also do, you could simply cut off the AR from the end of to prepare and in its place, once more, add a cafe E. So doing that, how would you say I prepared?
Preparé. Preparé.
The same is possible with something like decoration. You can cut off the ation from decoration and add a cafe E, and that will give you I decorated. But you can also cut off the AR from the end of to decorate. What is to decorate in Spanish?
Decorar. Decorar.
So if you want, it all adds up to the same thing effectively. Instead, you can cut off the end of to decorate, the AR, and add a cafe E in its place. So if you do that, how would you say I decorated?
Decoré. Decoré.
Let's try the same with to speak. To speak in Spanish is
hablar. Hablar.
Now, let's cut off the AR and add a cafe E in its place. How would you say I spoke?
Hablé. Hablé.
How about he spoke?
Habló. Habló.
How about you informal spoke?
Hablaste. Hablaste.
How about you, more than one of you, or they spoke?
Hablaron. Hablaron.
Finally, we spoke.
Hablamos. Hablamos.
What is to buy in Spanish?
Comprar. Comprar.
So how would you say, I bought?
Compré. Compré.
He bought.
Compró. Compró.
She bought.
Compró. Compró.
You formal bought.
Compró. Compró.
You informal bought.
Compraste. Compraste.
You, more than one of you, bought or they bought.
Compraron. Compraron.
Finally, we bought.
Compramos. Compramos.